Hey, all you Skins fans out there, welcome back once again to iSportsCaster.com. It's your man, Big T, bringing you the Redskins Roundup. Not quite as happy as I would have liked to have been talking to you right now, having just watched the Skins snatch defeat from the jaws of victory against the Buccaneers, but the show must go on. I gotta tell you, there's a lot of ups and downs in this game, but the way I saw it, the Skins did more to beat themselves than they did to try and beat Tampa Bay. One of the things in this game that you can at least say was consistent was some hard officiating from beginning to end. From the blown call in the first quarter on the forced out of bounds on Galloway when he clearly just flat out stepped out, to the two-point conversion at the end, and I gotta say on this one, you'll never be able to explain to me how that middle camera angle clearly showed that Allstott's elbow was down before the goal line. There's no way the ball crossed because it was below that point. That aside, though, I'm not going to pin the loss on the referees. I never am one to do that. I just want to say that was not one of the better officiating games I've ever seen in the NFL. What you got to do, though, is put the blame squarely on the Skins. Because, for example, look, once again, by the way, we lost the turnover battle, and Tampa Bay took us for 14 points on it. If you manage to stop them in any of those situations, or beyond that, even keep them from answering back every time you put some points on the board, all those calls become a non-factor. You know, I sat here every week and I've crowed about our great top 10 defense. I can't do that this week because they looked poor. 36 points, just inefficient. They made themselves susceptible down the field. You could really see where not having Sean Taylor there against Tampa Bay hurt us. And we paid for it. Quite honestly, at the half, with the way the Skins played in the first half, we were very lucky that it was only a one-score game. Now, I know Brunell threw two interceptions, rather, but I will say this, at least for him, they weren't the wounded duck hanging up. Where the heck were you throwing those? They were based off contact and the receivers not being able to quite grip it, but you still got to eliminate those sloppy little mistakes like that. All right, now that I've rattled on a little bit about what I thought was bad in the game, I will point out there were some really good highlights in this game. Clinton Portis, big, big game. We mentioned it last week in Big T's Three Keys to get ourselves on the running game going, and we did just that. Portis was huge from the line, well over 100-plus yards. Great game from Clinton. The other running back, Liddell Betts, good, good game. Maybe not so much from the offensive side of the ball, but I think everyone knows the play I'm talking about that stood out huge was that 94-yard kickoff return. Awesome, awesome play, and great footwork getting down the line by Liddell to stay in bounds for that. Another aspect of the Skins game I was very, very pleased with today was spreading the ball throughout the offense. Everyone was a major contributor. Chris Cooley had some big conversion catches. Santana Moss, big plays downfield as always. We already mentioned Liddell Betts and Clinton Portis. And again, finding the end zone. He's only had 11 touches, but Mike Mack Truck Sellers has managed to put six of them in for scores. It really hurt us to let this one get away today, especially with the Giants losing, but all we can do now is look forward to next week when Oakland's coming into FedEx. So let's go ahead and take a look at the upcoming game. Coming up this week at FedEx Field, the now 5-4 Skins are going to welcome in the 3-6 members of the Raider Nation. As a result of this loss in Tampa Bay, it's probably a bigger test and a little more of a test than the Redskins wanted it to be. Again, we're in a situation where our back's against the wall, we're fighting to stay above that 500 line, and they're going to have to play tough to do it. Because don't let that 3-6 record deceive you, there are some weapons on this Raiders team. For example, you have Lamont Jordan, who's been an effective, more veteran running back than what they would have faced, for example, this past week in Carnell Williams. As well, you know Kerry Collins in Oakland has some weapons to work with. Randy Moss is the big one that comes to everyone's mind when they think of it right at the gate. But in addition to him, you also have Jerry Porter, who's a very effective, fast, down-the-field threat. Now, I know Randy's been banged up, but the Raiders are still finding ways to get him involved in it, especially in those short-field red zone situations. We saw it this past week for the Raiders against Denver. They may have gotten whooped up on, but Randy still managed to find the end zone. With what I think most people will agree is a tougher challenge coming up the week after that in San Diego, this is a game the Skins desperately need not to be at 500 when LaDainian, Antonio, and Drew Brees roll into town. As well, it's another redemption game for the Skins. It's another chance where they're going to have to go out there and prove to people that they're better than what they've shown them as of the past week. We saw it after the New York game when they bounced back at home against Philly, which was a big, big win. And don't get me wrong, they didn't look bad against Tampa Bay. They didn't get mopped like they did in the Meadowlands. But letting a game that I think everyone agrees they could have and should have controlled get away from them puts them in a position again where they have to reestablish themselves and build their confidence back up. And with that in mind, let's take a look at how they're going to have to do it by flipping it over to Big T's Three Keys. Now, this first item is something I never thought I'd be talking about on the Roundup as long as Greg Williams was coaching our defense. But key number one is the defense has to show up. There were moments in the Tampa Bay game where you really thought they had a chance to put the nail in the coffin and just drill that sucker home, and they were never able to do it. They always allowed Tampa Bay to hang around. And judging by the final result, you can see what happens in today's NFL when you let teams hang around. They've got to go out, and they've got to establish, stop, and dominate. Our offense is finally starting to click and roll, and we always thought all along, going back to last year, that's what we needed combined with the defense we had to really be a success. Now, it's becoming a defensive struggle more than it is an offensive struggle. Big key number two. We've looked at it all season. I cannot stress it enough. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. We got a big one this game against Tampa Bay to start the second half when Salavea broke through the line and coughed up that fumble off Carnell that we managed to convert into points. But if you look back at the first half, we gave them two that they converted on to make points for themselves. Turnovers are killing us. If I'm not mistaken, I think right now we are minus 11 for the season, or in that ballpark, on the turnover ratio. That's an unacceptable ratio, and I'm going to be bluntly honest with you. I'm surprised that we even are looking at a 5-4 record right now with that many giveaways against us. And number three on the list of big T's, three keys, and don't think just because it's last it should be underestimated as to its importance. It's big. We need to continue to spread the offensive load around. I mentioned it in the recap earlier in the segment, but that was something I was very, very happy to see coming out of the Tampa game, was how involved everybody was. We did a good job of not letting them key in on one single point of failure that if they could stop, they could shut us down. If we continue to do that effectively, we're going to continue to put points on the board. As bad as it was that the defense gave up 36, you can flip that around and say, yeah, but our offense put up 35. That's not a shabby effort by any means. All right, guys, that's going to do it for the roundup this week. I know we ran a little bit longer than normal, but I think everyone can agree there was a lot to talk about this week coming off this Tampa Bay game. So until next time, when hopefully we're looking back a little bit happier than we were this one, this is your man, Big T, saying, hail to the Redskins. Beat 'em, swamp 'em, touch 'em, let the points soar. Fight on till you have won, sons of war.